Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Creator Spotlight here on Fightful Overbooked. I'm Jeremy Lambert, and joined today with the top names in independent wrestling. He will be competing this Saturday, February 11th, in the GCW Jersey J Cup. He is Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo, how you doing, man?
Yo, what's up? I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Now, you have a little bit of a different path into the J Cup here. Everybody else is, you know, first round, and you were in, I believe, a scramble match here with Marcus Mathers, Dante Leon, Dylan McKay, Jack Cartwheel, and Cole Radrick. What? Mm-hmm. Why are you being put in this position? Why can't you, you know, why can't you get a one-on-one match in the first round?
You know, I think one thing with GCW is, in GCW, there's it's not GCW, JCW without a good scramble. You know, everyone in there, it's nuts. I have to keep up, but can't answer why I don't have a singles. The only thing I can answer is that I'm in a scramble with, you know, some of the top guys in the indie scene right now. And, you know, going into it, like I said, I'm pretty much the underdog, as much most people think I am, I guess, right? So I just got to prove myself and show that I can take these guys out and win this whole thing, you know what I mean?
I mean, you're facing some really top competitors. I'll list them off again, but Marcus Mathers, Dante Leon, Dylan McKay, yeah, Jack Cartwheel, Cole Radrick. How much do you know kind of about each guy? And I know you've shared the ring with some of them, but what are you expecting, or what can fans expect from this match?
This match is going to be crazy. I don't know what the fans can expect. It's like crazy. And just, you know, like, again, we got some crazy international names. Jack Cartwheel, international. Dante Leon, Japan, no, one of the top guys now, you know. And everyone else, Marcus Mathers, upcoming guy, and Cole Radrick, just making a name for himself. I think he's one of the most versatile guys out there. He can do everything, you know. And then there's me. And, you know, my plan, they can all flip. They can do all that stuff. That's cool. But again, I'm just going to kick them in the head if they try to do that. So that's the goal for this match.
I mean, you've got the MMA background, and you haven't been wrestling too long, but how'd you get started in wrestling?
Yeah, so done MMA for a long time. My first fight was freshman year. I started training in eighth grade, freshman year of high school, not that old. freshman year of high school. How I got into wrestling, I mean, I guess I was a fan as a kid, and I'm not going to say that's what got me into wrestling, because I did stop watching for quite a while. I was on a New Japan show with Jinai Kai, and I remember watching some of the matches. I was like, this looks pretty sick. I think this is something that I can do. And then a week later, because she's been training prior to me before that, but a week later I went to training with her, and it kind of just went from there, you know, kind of going off a roller coaster from there.
I mean, you were kind of put into a top position fairly early. I mean, I don't know how accurate Cage Match is, but according to Cage Match, you know, you were facing Leo Rush at Bloodsport within one, yeah, of your first matches. And Leo Rush is, I mean, one of the top guys.
Yeah, yeah. I started wrestling, give or take, about 3 years ago. So it was pretty crazy to be put in that spot and wrestle with someone like that. You know, when I first started wrestling, I told Jinai Kai, Bloodsport was something that I'm going to do, and Leo Rush was someone that I wanted to wrestle, and it just so happened two of the things kind of matched out. Once, I think it was cool too, because I think that was Leo's first time being in a setting like that, so it was cool to be I don't know, an introduction to him doing that as well. So,
what was your experience like at Bloodsport last year? Because we were watching, we were actually doing a live podcast, and we just spoken to Ninja Mac, and you faced him at Bloodsport, and we watched the finish live on air. One of the gnarliest finishes we've ever seen. And I don't mean to bring up a bad memory here, but what was it like being on the receiving?
I don't remember it. It's not even a memory. He kicked me in the head and I can't even remember that, you know? From what I saw, it looked sick. I think that Bloodsport was awesome. There was, I think every Bloodsport is special in its own way, but something of being in that building, I think the crowd was just hot the whole way through, you know? All the matches were great. That Bloodsport was incredible. And then I only remember what happened after my knockout. Don't ask me anything else before that.
It was good. It was sick. I'm sorry to bring that up. But it'll live forever. And, you know, maybe for not the best memory for you, but I apologize.
Trust me. I've seen gist of it nonstop. So it's all good.
Circling back to the Jacob quickly, tournament format, one day, tournament format, you could wrestle, I mean, you have a scramble match, but then after that you wrestle four more matches after that. Like, how do you prepare for something like this, and how you feeling about this format and potentially wrestling five matches on Saturday?
You know, I'm gonna start off with, my goal is to wrestle five matches and win the J Cup. You know, I've always been, in anything that I've done, I've always been a smaller guy, I've always been the underdog, whether it's MMA, amateur wrestling, pro wrestling. I've always wanted to prove people wrong and show that I'm able to, you know, defy expectations, I guess, right? So five matches is what I'm going to do. Put that in my head now. How to prepare for something like that. I mean, again, I've done this my whole life, right? Having multiple matches in one day in amateur wrestling, you would have tournaments that would last all day, and you'd have five matches a day. And sometimes you'd have 10 in a weekend, because if it's a two-day tournament, you'll make it further and have those matches again, you know? So this is something I feel like I've been preparing for quite a while, unintentionally, if that makes sense. I've been doing five matches a day for years, so definitely ready for this. And I think that's what gives me the edge over anyone else coming into this tournament.
I mean, having the amateur wrestling background certainly it helps in all kind of these combat sports, and certainly wrestling, of just the way you guys prepare compared to everybody else is completely on a different level.
Yeah, and I think, again, that's anytime I go into a match, I think that's what gives me the edge, even if I'm the smaller guy, you know, just getting my ass beat for hours on end my whole life. Nothing new.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the collective coming up here at WrestleMania weekend, you took part in various collective matches. Again, Bloodsport's been a big one. You were part of the clusterfuck, Joey Janela's Spring Break last year. What are you looking forward to this year with the collective and just the shows in general for WrestleMania weekend?
I think this collective is sick. I don't know. You know, having DDT there is awesome. Having GCW versus DDT is going to be cool. You know, Bloodsport is there again, and I think the one that I'm looking forward to the most is Emo Fight. That's my favorite event. I've done Emo Fight in New York, and it's so cool, you know, hearing everyone's choice in songs when they come out and their attire when they come out. It's super cool. I love it. And I think this Bloodsport is going to blow a lot of people out of the water. Is that the right saying? I get hit in the head a lot, so I don't know if that's the right saying. But it's going to defy expectations for sure.
Do you have your song picked out for Emo Fight?
I do. So I'm not sure if I'm on Emo Fight yet, but if I am, I would love to walk out to Dakota. Oh yeah,
I heard that song. Like this musical genre, not up my alley. I'm sure somebody will get it.
Somebody out there will know, right?
Yes, yes.
You can be emo for a night, please.
I listen to a lot of Taylor Swift. I think some people will consider some of her songs a little emo. They're certainly emotional, but that is my genre of music.
You can have a Swifty night.
Oh, myself and Denise Salcedo, we would have to definitely host that and, you know, have a grand old time.
That's an idea.
I like this. You should pitch Yo-Yo's Swifty night. I have no idea if you're a Taylor Swift fan, but, you know, everybody's got their own branding shows here.
I'm not, but my idea, I posted this last year right after Emo Fight. I said, we need to have Yo-Yo's K-pop night, K-pop fight.
That's good.
A K-pop song. I don't know, Brett. I'm just saying. Let me know.
Bubblegum Pop. I can't remember the name of the band who does that, but I don't know if you know the song Bubblegum Pop. That's a big K-pop. It was popular a few years ago. I would listen to that all the time.
I'll take a look into it after and put it in my hard drive.
I'll tell you what the band is here, because now I'm thinking about it. But yes, that's a huge K-pop song that was big a few years ago. Getting back to the world of professional wrestling, what have been some of your favorite places to wrestle in 2022, 2023? Because you've been traveling everywhere, DPW, freelance, beyond. What have some places have stuck out to you that you've really enjoyed working for?
Of course, GCW. I think that's, like, for me, GCW, there's nothing like it, you know what I mean? It's just a whole other experience. Wrestling for GCW fans are awesome. Next to GCW, of course, JCW. I'm also a big fan of wrestling at VXS and DPW. I think they're going to do some great things this year. Definitely be on the lookout for them. You know, VXS is back up and running again. DPW has been doing some sick stuff. So just super exciting time for me to be around all those promotions. I'm super lucky and blessed to be there as well.
Do you have an opponent in mind or opponents in mind for Collective Weekend? You're like, I want to really step in the ring against this guy and test myself.
I want to wrestle Lita Rush again, for sure. Ever since the first match we've had, I've always wanted another singles with him with ropes this time. I love Bloodsport, but I think I want to be able to test myself in another setting.
Oh. Lost Yo-Yo. Hey, fine.
I'm sorry.
Phone call, alarm. Again.
Phone call.
But, yes. Again, people for sure. Anytime people do these things on their phone, you see the black screen. It's like, oh, they probably got a phone call and the alarm went off.
I'm professional. I'm so sorry. Lita Rush for sure. You know, one match that I really do want is Yuya. Yuya versus Yo-Yo. Why not? You know.
Right. That sells itself right there.
Of course.
Why
would you not?
Right. You could potentially face Lio Rush in the finals of the J Cup. I know it's a long ways away. You guys are on opposite sides of the bracket, but it's there. It's there.
I hope so. You know, I'm pretty confident that I'll make it. You know, I remembered I need Lio Rush in the face a lot, so we'll see if he's willing to get back in there with me. We'll see. But
I want to ask. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I want to ask you about your Twitter banner, which is Serpentico replying to you, Ja Ja, what if it's Yo-Yo sucks, 6969. What is this about?
Well, before we move forward, it kind of goes a piece of shit. We got there. And I think I was asking people, which is my Steam username be on PC because I play video games, or something about like an Xbox gamer tag, something stupid. And him being him just won't leave me alone. just decides to comment that, and, you know, speaking as a Penner, though, I tried to get away from this guy as often as I can. I do my work to get away from him. And the one time we were in Chicago for War Games, out of all places, we end up staying in the same hotel next door to each other. Like, this guy sucks. Leave me alone. Whatever.
He's an absolute menace. Like, he's trying to terrorize Nyla Rose on social media. He's coming after you.
Yeah.
I mean, does he not have anything better to do?
Apparently not. But I know next time I see him, I'm going to beat his ass regardless. So. Yeah, I don't like Supernatural. That sucks.
I will be fairness in my professionalism here. Serpenico has been kind to me. He's done a gaming stream with me before, so he's always been nice to me. Maybe I can mend some fences here between you guys.
Don't let that fool you. You know, he's being nice to you now, and the next thing you know, you're looking away. He takes $5 out of your pocket. You don't even know it. Don't let him fool you. He's a dick.
Have you met Luther?
Yeah, I have, at DPW. That's where I first met Serpentigo as well. Mind you, this is the first time I met him after he did all that shit talking on Twitter. Shows you the kind of character he is, I'm just saying.
Luther, nice guy, though. Any issues with him?
Yeah. No, not yet.
Not yet.
Luther's cool. He's awesome.
He's a Japanese deathmatch legend.
Yeah, it's insane, and he's still going strong now. It's crazy. I hope when I, you know, get old, Luther's not old. Don't beat my ass. But I'm saying when I get older, I hope he still, keep up and do the same things he's doing.
What do you like to do in your downtime, Yo-Yo?
So, I'm not wrestling, and I'm not being bothered by Serpentigo, and I'm not being bothered by Jinai Kai. I'm just kidding, don't beat my ass. I like to play video games. No, it's like my hobby. I mean, the gym and all that stuff doesn't count. I go to the gym, whatever, but outside of that, I'm a big gamer. You know, that's how I spend a lot of my time. If not, I'm watching wrestling, and if not, I'm just terrorizing people on Twitter and just fucking shit.
What are some of your favorite games?
So, I've been playing a lot of Valorant nonstop. Play Tekken. I play this new game. It's a boxing game. It's called Undisputed. It's really cool. And I also play Dead by Daylight. A lot of multiplayer games.
There we go. All right, who's your go-to in Tekken?
So, my main is Paul. If not Paul, and I'm getting a little bored, I'll play Miguel.
Okay. See, I go Eddie on Tekken.
I used to play Eddie. He's the man.
Yeah. That's who I typically roll with on Tekken.
Yes, he's the best.
All right. So we talk some gaming. We talk some terrorizing people on Twitter.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you about your shirt there. I don't know if people can see it. They see it's the Stone Cold. It's the Stone Cold University shirt. Old school, throwback. Was that your guy growing up?
No.
Not even a Stone Cold fan?
No. Think over my mouth. I like Stone Cold. He's cool. But he wasn't my go-to guy, but I do like the shirt, of course. You know, I recently just got into it. I've been on the prowl for a bunch of like vintage stuff, and more so vintage wrestling shirts. I'm trying to be as cool as Amel. Amel has a lot of cool wrestling shirts.
He does. He's posting like a shirt a day, which is.
And I'm like, where are you finding these? Because whenever I go thrifting or shopping, I can't find anything. You know. Well, I don't know. Maybe he has the plug that I don't know of, but. Yeah, I'm looking, but yeah. So if anyone wants to buy it, you can cash out me $1,000 because I wore it. So let me know.
So is that the coolest one you've found kind of out in the wild?
So I found this off course, I found this, obviously. I found an Eddie Guerrero one, which is cool. I was going to buy the Undertaker one, but it was $125. I was like, you know.
Yeah, a little pricey, but I mean, you know.
I'm going to have to pass on that one. I'll give you $25. But
shirts are expensive nowadays.
It's crazy. I think I might have, I don't have merch right now, but I'm about to. I think I might up my shirt price to $80. Sorry, guys. It's just the way it's got to be.
I mean, the rate of inflation's going up and everything. You got to make a living.
I know. I can't play video games and talk shit and make money off that. You know.
Some people can. I mean, people somehow are making, some making a good living off of that.
Yeah. I can't. I'm too awkward. I don't know how to talk to people.
Who was your wrestler growing up?
All right. So I'm not going to lie to you. Well, okay. So as a kid, when I was like young, I think my favorite, I always liked Rey Mysterio. I know a lot of people say that. I know I don't really wrestle like Rey, but it's just the fact that he was small. You know, I thought that was always cool. I was also a big fan of RVD and Tajiri. Before we move forward to anyone else, my top guy. Who do you think my top guy is?
RVD would have been a good shout. I mean, I always just want to go with the usual suspects here of like The Rock and people like that. But I feel like yours is going to be, because you've asked me, I'm going to go with Scotty Too Hotty.
I like Scotty, but no. Okay, so. My number two is Jimmy Wang Yang. He would be number one, but every time I see him in person, he always shit talks me. So I'm like, I don't know, guy. You're number two. My number one. You ready?
Yes.
Mark Jindrak.
Oh, okay. Okay. I definitely did not expect that.
Mark Jindrak's sick. He's sick. I tell everyone asks me who my favorite wrestler is, and they're like, that's Cap. No, he's not. But yeah, he's incredible. He's incredible. When he tagged him with Sean O'Hare, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mark Jindrak, he got screwed out of Evolution, and yes. could have been a much different career for him.
It's okay. Once I get money and start my own show, I'll book him to be my champ. No worries.
I mean, Batista ended up being in the group, and Batista, that's one of my favorites, so I can't.
Batista's really cool, but I think Mark Jindrak's cooler. I also like, I really like those, like, out there wrestlers, you know what I mean? Just the most random wrestlers. Like, who says Mark Jindrak is a favorite wrestler? Me.
Why does Jimmy Wang Yang shit talk you? What is this beef?
I don't know. It just happened out of nowhere. He was so nice when I first met him. And I think the more I started talking to him, the more he started talking shit. And I was like, this guy sucks. He's not at wrestling. He's really good at wrestling. This guy sucks.
Sucks as a person. Just baseless attacks.
But I will say, if he's ever listening to this, I do want to tag team with him at one point before we've done wrestling. So let me know. Maybe we can put the beef aside for a couple of minutes.
I would say, can you guys coexist?
I think I can. I don't know if he can.
We'll see. Last one for you here. When was it in, you're still young in the sport and you still hopefully have a long career ahead of you, but when was a moment where you were in the ring wrestling whoever it might have been and it just kind of like clicked for you and it's like, oh, I'm good at this and I belong here?
I don't know if I had that moment yet. I've had matches where I go, man, like that was a really good match, or I felt like I was a really good match, right? But I feel like I have so much to learn still, and I feel like, you know, there's so many quality guys, top guys that I'm still trying to, you know, be up there as, or like try to keep up with and stuff, you know what I mean? So I don't think I will ever really say that I'm good at this or that I'm built for this, because I'm like, that's like, I don't know, amateur wrestling side of me or competitiveness of me that I've always wanted to get better, you know? there was always that part of me that would probably never let me feel that way, you know what I mean? Well, I don't know how to answer that question, but that's how I'm going to answer it.
That's understandable. Everyone is always improving, always evolving, but you know, a lot of people just, when they're in the ring with somebody, it's like, oh, I belong here. Like, I can hold my own with this guy who everybody perceives as one of the top guys out there.
Yeah, and again, I'm always throwing out there, like, I think the Leo Rush match made me feel like that that was one of my biggest tests, you know? I don't know if people would agree, but I felt like I did okay. And, I just want to keep having that feeling moving forward, you know what I mean? I want to keep having those big matches.
For sure, for sure. Yo, let everybody know where they can find you at.
Don't come to my house, please. You can find me at Twitter at The Only Yo-Yo, so TheOnlyOnly. And it's the same thing for Instagram as well. So Twitter and Instagram.
There you go. Yo-Yo will be in action this Saturday at the Jersey J-Cup. That'll be on Fight Plus. Everyone can check that out. He has a scramble match as part of the first round of the tournament. Yo-Yo, thank you for doing this. Best of luck in the J-Cup this weekend, and then best of luck Mania weekend. Good luck. Get the matches you want. Go out there. Get the matches that you want. And
thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's going to be great. Guys, thanks for joining us, and we will talk to y'all later on here on Fightful Overbooked.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.